Today is Monday, August 25th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Park Service Founders Day. It's also National Kiss and Makeup Day, National Secondhand Wardrobe Day, National Whiskey Sour Day, and last but not least, it's National Banana Split Day. None of those things are really on my list of things that I want, care to celebrate or partake of or eat or whatever the case may be, but there you go. So as per a typical Sunday, I'm recording while the mix is rendering because I just edited the mix video. When Mark is not here, I just really go downhill. I think I'm a responsible person. I've always thought of myself as a fairly responsible person, but I am forgetful. Paying bills was always a struggle for me. I would forget to pay the bills. And, I don't know if you guys heard that, but my Meta glasses just told me they're at 15%. I wish the battery was a little bit stronger on the, or a little bit, what do you call it? Would last a little bit longer on the Meta glasses, because now that Mark is gone, I'm wearing them most of the day so that when he messages me, I know immediately, and I can, no matter what I'm doing, I can respond. You know, now that'll be weird at work if I'm like, hey, Meta, send a message to Mark Villalva. And I'm sitting at my desk and I'm saying that. That would be kind of weird, but I've been wearing them a lot, and the battery tends to drain within 2 or 3 hours of using them. I don't actually know if that's true. That's how it feels to me. It could be longer. I'm not really sure, but it feels like a couple of hours, 3 hours, and they need to be charged, you know. So that would be, and I'm mostly using them as like a headset or headphones, whatever the case may be. I ask it questions sometimes. I set timers. And now I'm using it to communicate with Mark because, you know, I can be in bed, have them on. My phone doesn't have to be next to me, but it'll say, hey, Adam, you've got a message, you know, and then I can just be like, okay, read it. And that's cool. So, but they're draining faster than I would like, is all I'm saying. So we do have some contact here. Let's go ahead and read that. Leo says, happy belated birthday. Thank you, Leo. Mine was the 11th. Oh. Well, happy birthday to you, Leo. How old? You probably told me at some point. I assume my listeners are around my age or older for the most part. And if you're younger, like, no offense, I just kind of, I feel like I appeal to a certain age range, and it's that middle age to older market. I don't know. I'm not up with the young generation. I'm old, so it is what it is. I'm a boyishly old guy. Anyway, you say mine was the 11th. So here's some contact for this week's worth of shows. With your anxiety, depression, do you think some is created by the obligation of your podcasts? I definitely have scheduling anxiety. I feel like anything that I have to do, even if it's fun, like scheduling or going on a trip, it gives me anxiety as if it's another thing I, quote, have to do. But if doing them 5 days a week doesn't bother you and we listen, since you are such a people pleaser, that should make you feel less anxiety knowing that we enjoy your podcast. Have you ever tried clearing statements? You should look into that. It's very good at removing past thoughts, trauma, and focusing more on the present and prevents overthinking stuff. That's all for now. No, I don't. I will look that up. I don't know what clearing statements is. So I'm not going to do it on the show because I do have some. Well, you know what? Actually, why not? Why not ask Alice? Because we haven't done that. Well, I don't know. We did that last week, but why not, you know, just bring her in here. Hey, Alice, what are clearing thoughts in the area of psychology?
Absolutely. Let's clear it up a bit. In the realm of psychology, the idea of clearing thoughts often comes down to using mindfulness or relaxation techniques to help quiet the mental chatter. And hey, thinking ahead, it's always a good idea to have a little humor in the mix. So kind of like tidying up a messy desk in your brain, a little wit, a little calm, and you're good to go.
What about clearing statements? Is that the same thing, or is clearing statements something different?
Clearing statements are actually a bit different. They're more like a tool some people use in personal development or even certain coaching or therapeutic approaches. Basically, it's like making a statement to release a certain belief or emotion, kind of like giving your mind permission to let it go. So while clearing thoughts is more about calming your mind, clearing statements are a bit more about actively changing your mindset. And of course, we can always take a forward-thinking view and say it's just another handy tool in the mental toolbox.
So can you give me an example of what a clearing statement would be?
Absolutely. Think of it a bit like a short phrase that you use to let go of a thought or belief that's not really helping you. For example, you might say something like, I release the need to be perfect and I welcome growth and learning. It's a little bit of a clever mental reset. So just a simple encouraging phrase to help you shift gears.
I muted myself. All right. Well, thank you, Alice. I appreciate that. Well, no, I haven't. Leo, my anxiety and depression that I'm, and I don't even know whether to call it depression or, you know, like clinically, whatever. But my anxiety for sure and my stress is almost 100% work related at this point in my life. But in general, I'm a people pleaser sort of person. And it's a lot to go into, but when I was growing up, I kind of lived my life in boxes. So around certain people, I was one version of myself, and around other people, I was another version of myself, et cetera, et cetera. Around my gay friends, I was gay. Around my, you know, whatever. And I'm sure a lot of gay people can relate to that. And I just always wanted to make everyone else happy, because it really is a selfish thing, because honestly, wanting to make people happy is about wanting to make sure that I'm always in a good place, because if everyone's happy with me, then I'm always in a good place, right? So, but podcasting, no, I don't know if I made a statement about having trouble podcasting, which I think I did. It's that this stress and anxiety that I'm having in other areas of my life is just bringing it to the point that things that I enjoy are not even fun anymore, because I'm just so exhausted and drained and mentally, like, because I'm anxious all the time. And so hopefully, I'm recording this on Sunday and I'm already anxious about, I don't even know, like, I'm not even sure what meetings I have tomorrow, because I'm trying not to focus on work on the weekends, but I know work that I have to get done this week. There's quite a bit of work I have to get done, and I'm fearful that I won't finish, or, you know, something will go wrong, and I've got trips coming up, and that means I'm going to be gone. And anyway, it's just, you know, Sunday night. So it's like when you were in school, those of you who had Sunday night scaries, I have that for work, but I have it every day. So I'll have Monday night scaries, because then the next day I'll be Tuesday. And it's just all, it's like this big weight. But I try not to focus too much. I mean, I try to be very open and honest on this podcast. But at the same time, I want you guys to enjoy listening to it. I don't want to just be like, woe is me, you know, like Eeyore or something. And I have a good life. That's the other thing. It's such a bullshit first world problem. It's like, how do I have so many mental challenges when, you know, I'm blessed with, you know, a good job, with making good money and being able to travel and a wonderful boyfriend and all this kind of, it makes me feel like I'm horrible just How can I be anxious and depressed and have such a good life? I don't know. All right. So I spent way too long talking about that. But the weekend, the main thing I was going to focus on talking about the weekend is I am just a baby and I don't like to go to bed. And so Saturday night, after I got home from my parents, I had dinner with my parents. They made me this big tomahawk steak. I can't remember if I recorded the show before or after that, so I may have already told you this. I get home. I should have washed the dishes from cooking the cake for throwing down. I didn't. They're still there right now. But I laid on the couch and watched YouTube and didn't make myself go to bed. And so around 1 a.m., I'm still watching YouTube and I fell asleep on the couch. Woke up at 4 a.m., hadn't even taken Sydney out yet. Had to take her out and then go to bed and only had a few hours more of sleep before I had to go to church. It's like, Adam, you're an adult. Can you not make yourself get in bed? Jeez. But I, you know, it is what it is, really. So I took a really long nap this afternoon. That's why I'm struggling to get everything done right now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.